This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, involved, engaged, part of, whatever the words you want to use. I don't really care. Just do something. How's that? Just do something. Anyhow, head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Give me your email address. That would be really cool. Give me your email address. Every week I just send out one email, let you know what's coming up, what we're going to be talking about, what's going on the show. And it's real simple. At that point, you go, hey, you know what? This is boring. I don't like it. And bang, you kick out. Or you tune in on those nights. If you don't want to do the email thing, because some of you said, you know, forget the email thing. I'm getting enough of those. I don't want to have to read everyone that comes across my screen, or you get lost in it. We can do text messaging. You know, don't give me that stuff. I only have so many texts. I haven't found a program yet that limit your texts. Really, seriously. The only thing you get nailed on now is data. And we have several ways to get into it. I know there's one more tweak they're going to make to fix the online apps, but the apps are there on Apple and Android, and it gives you all kinds of information on the show. You can head over and pull those down as well. Okay, you know, if you really wanted to see the total attitude of Congress and how Congress decides, or some in Congress, I won't say all, but when it comes to the Dems, I'll say almost all. How's that? They really believe that they know more than everybody. You know, it's funny how AOC has only been on there for 5 months, 9 months now, okay? And she knows more about the law. She knows more about the Constitution. This bartender thinks that she is a brain surgeon. She hasn't got a clue. But when you talk about just out-and-out snobbery, let's talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You know, here's a woman that was so corrupt that Hillary Clinton hired her. You know, she was right in the realm, right where she wanted her. But the House Oversight, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties Subcommittee, you know, they were called to examine the Trump administration's decision to stop considering requests from immigrants seeking to deliver deportation. Now, they put a subcommittee together for everything that Trump does. They could care less about what Obama did. They could care less about what the Clintons did. None of that stuff matters to them. And now we're finding out Bill Barr is digging a little deep. I know some of you don't much care for him. I like what he's doing. But the thing I like the most about all this, in all seriousness, this guy, you got to hear this, right? You just got to hear this, and we'll talk about it in a minute. I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited that finally somebody in government is willing to push back on the Congress.
Chairman, before I ask my questions, since it has not yet been done, I think it's important to really make sure that the jingoistic, bigoted testimony of Mr. Homan is called out.
Anybody know what jingoistic means? That's the first. I mean, I've made up words as I've gone in my years. I haven't heard that one before. But this is Devery Wasserman Schultz, who hasn't been down to the border, who hasn't talked to the Border Patrol, who hasn't talked to anybody down there. She's calling out the, what's his name? Is Homer, I think. Yeah. Right, Homer. He used to be the one of the HHS people down there. Hold on. God, I hate this when this happens. Anytime you're ready.
As nearly completely untrue as being an outrage, and as a former official directing the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, he should know better.
Mr. Chairman.
No, this is my 5 minutes.
Yeah, she's going to. Yeah, this is my 5 minutes to spew lies, untruths, and out and out unfactual comments. So you better give me my 5 minutes or else. She backs up her claims, as they always do, with absolutely nothing. 5 minutes of lies.
What did I say was inaccurate?
You're not asking a question?
Okay. The gentlelady is recognized for 5 minutes. She's made her point, and I will try to resolve any other issues at the end of her questioning. Okay.
Thank you. So I just think it's important that it's not accepted as accurate testimony.
Okay. Mr. Holman, is there a crisis on the border?
Of course.
And has there been a crisis there for a long time?
Yes.
I just want to get, because your testimony was at the broader issue, and this is critically important, but we also have a broader issue there. We got unbelievable numbers we've seen on the border with apprehensions and everything else, right?
Absolutely. If I can respond to the earlier remark from Wasserman Schultz, I forgot more about this issue than you ever know. So if you say my testimony is inaccurate, it's wrong. Everything I said here is accurate. Bottom line, if you want to go toe-to-toe, I'm here. I'm here in my own time to speak to the American people about what's false.
I'm sure
and
happy fact. To go toe-to-toe with you, Mr. Holman.
Well, I'm here.
Any day.
But you got to let me respond to your question rather than dropping a bomb and running away.
It was my time.
Yeah, it's my time, and it could be everyone with my time, even if I want to just walk all over you. And there's a woman sitting behind Mr. Holman, and you can see her, a black woman there with the rainbow scarf on. And this is where ideology has brought us. It's brought us to the point where, especially with the Dems, especially with the Democrats, okay? It's brought us to the point where whatever representatives say is truth, no matter what. Which scares me. Because the ignorance there is just shining. Right? You're going to sit there. Here's a man that worked under Obama, right? He worked on the border under Obama. And under Jay Johnson. And he actually, even at some point in time, gives Jay Johnson a whole bunch of kudos for the work he did. And that woman is sitting there shaking her head. And she's decided that Mr. Holman is lying because Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's already been proven to be a liar, right, is calling Mr. Holman a liar. You can't make this stuff up. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Sight. We'll be back with him after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I love that. I love, you know, I mean, if our military, my understanding, if drill sergeants today talk to our military men that way, my understanding is they can be brought up with charges, which is why, you know, we've got, again, I guess alpha males don't show up for the military anymore. I don't know. Anyhow, I know this guy could never be nothing but an alpha male. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan joins me. And I know, you wait for him all the time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's with us now. I always appreciate his time every week. You can definitely know that there'd be no foo-foo going on when Corey's on the show. Corey, thanks for being with me.
He said foo-foo. I haven't heard that term in a long time, but the highlight of my week, is Thursday night, because I get to just torment people. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, all of the loyal listeners on Facebook, wherever you tune into this awesome gentleman and his beautiful wife, Tammy. I know I'm doing a lot of sucking up, but that's what us feel, you know who, that's what we do for our boss. Thank you, boss.
You're gonna get
me and my family are so happy.
Oh, God bless. I actually had a guy at an event pull me aside. I think it was last week. And he says, "Is that guy for real?" I said, "Dude, he doesn't get much realer than him. Let me tell you what." Okay? And so. Anyway.
Yeah,
all right. But you're up in D.C., I hear. I hope you have your swamp boots on. Do they go all the way up to your hip, like, you know, those fishing boots used to go?
Man, let me tell you, I want to thank a good friend of mine that's tuned in, Mr. H. He invited me to the retreat Saturday, and I'm not sure if I'm going yet. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stomach the protesters and also the liberal media that's outside. Hey, look, let me break a little something down to some people. You know, all these people that got these journalism degrees need to just turn them in. Because it is unheard of to hear a president. You know, it's amazing how Barack Obama didn't run into none of this. You know, he had the media jumping on his lap, was like, "Daddy, what do you want us to say? How do you getting softball questions?" This man takes questions. He gives you an answer and a solution, something that a lot of leaders and a lot of people on both sides don't give. They give a lot of questions, but they don't give a lot of solutions. Right. And that's what a leader does. He gives solutions, not to just keep beating the drum about something or being an activist. Let me tell you something. You know, it's funny. I was watching the feed today because I already knew what was going to happen. That they say, look, they were like, "Hey, we're here reporting, and there's a lot of protesters." They talk to one side. And it was this one lady, she was standing there, she looked like 255 million miles of rough road. Not only that and stuff, then they took and interviewed her, and she had on Thank You Comrades. A shirt with Thank You Comrades on, and you had people that have served in the military, most of them didn't serve in the military. Most of them was from the Fillmore District itself, you know, the black rim glasses, the technocrats. He had to go back to where he came from. And I'm like, look, man, you know, all of them are just ugly. It's this one white chick they had on there. She was ramping and raving. And I'm like, really? You know, you got a face only a gorilla mother could love and stuff. That was like just flat out ugly. Then they had the audacity to go and interview the Trump supporters, the people that are supporting him and his country, and guess who they interviewed? Only the white people. Because they didn't want to say it to any black people. It was plenty black people in the background. It was enough black people to make a Tarzan movie in the back if you wanted to and stuff. And I just can't understand why you didn't interview them. And somebody was like, "Man, I'm glad you didn't go because they interviewed me. I'd have been in the paddy wagon. I'd have been, let me tell you something. Generally, I don't get into things like that. And me and Anna have friends that's still into that. I don't get into the fussing back and forth. But today, I'd have put it aside. I can't stand for people, and that's a coward, to sit up and tell people, you know, only hear one side of the story. This president is not perfect. None of them are. Nobody's perfect. But one thing I can say is that he got the economy rolling. He's making these people stop depending on their mamas and their girlfriends. And they, you know, all Barack Obama did was turn a lot of men into boys. Little boys. That's what he turned them into and stuff. It was, alleged that, you know how he rolled. But anyway, that's a story for another day and stuff. So, you know, It just burns me up, and I get so sick and tired of hearing black people always, especially the black race, always they sitting up whining and crying, and the man trying to help you. And I heard on Neil Cavuto earlier, I was listening to him, and apparently people I get to listen to all the time now,
and nice.
I get to listen to. Yeah, at least unlike the ones on the internet, they don't make any sense, a whole lot of them. But anyway, you know, he was talking to this one guy, and he was just like, everything he would say President Trump was bad about. So he got to the end of it, so Neil said, well, I guess there's nothing that President Trump can do right, huh? And he just started laughing. I was like, yeah, see, I said, it could have been me there, because I was saying, you curly-haired tree hugger. And so I said, well, I'm old rusty foot, tight pants tree huggers. And so I said, that's what's wrong with you. Your inseam and your pants are too small. It's cutting off the oxygen to your brain.
You know, again, I want to go back to you. You're in D.C. and you're seeing what's going on there, and you're so right. It's the media is truly, you know, they're just interviewing, they're just talking to the people they want to talk to. And I want to go back a minute. Like I said a minute ago, that I was watching this whole the committee that was interviewing Mr. Homan, and. To look at just the disdain on Wasserman Schultz's face, right? She's never been down to the border. She's never really talked to any of the guards down there. She's not talked to any of the Border Patrol agents, I'm sorry. She's not talked to leadership down there. But yet, she called him a liar. And the beauty was, like right. he said, look, I'm here on my own time. I don't work for you people anymore. You can't do that. You can't throw false accusations out and run away and expect me not want to answer. Well, it's my 5 minutes.
But that's what they say. That's what they say. He's supposed to. No, he's not Mitt Romney.
No.
He's not Mitt.
No.
Right. Right.
All right. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host, don't go far. You know, he ain't going anywhere. He's got a lot to get off his chest. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump telling reporters on the White House lawn he should have a decision next week about the person he wants to be his national security advisor, replacing John Bolton. Now, the president says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo taking on this role until the job is filled. The president says he's got a deep bench of candidates.
He likes the idea of having somebody in there with him, and I do too. I think that we'll have an answer for you. We have 15 candidates. Everybody wants it badly, as you can imagine, and we'll probably next week sometime make that decision.
Turning now to the Democrats, the 10 men and women who want to be president debating for a third time. The event at Texas Southern University in Houston. It's being sponsored by ABC News and Univision, and former Vice President Joe Biden ahead in all of the latest polls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him on. I always enjoy the time I have. What? Who are you talking to? Are you singing?
Oh, I'm singing. I'm fine. I thought you were singing. What's the song? Boogie Woogie Company B.
No. Listen, every time I hear, what's his name? What's that? Hammer. When he does that, Can't Touch This, I get this vision of you in cargo pants like his, you know, dancing. I just go, wow. It takes me a while to get out of my head, too. Really.
Anyway. As one Richard Dawson would say, survey say. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right.
Oh, that's Corey Duncan. Always a pleasure to have him with us. And I know you guys enjoy him very much, too. And no filter. So if you're looking for foo-foo, if you're looking for a little soft and squishy, this is not the place to find it. Let me tell you what. You want to talk about being triggered? You won't be triggered here. You're going to be rapid-fired here. So anyhow.
Let me say this, Joe. You and Tammy are awesome. I've been on this show quite some time. And I want you to know that I don't care about any other week, any other day that you have anybody on. You have an awesome guest and stuff. But on Thursday nights, man, you can take you can unloose the tie and you can, you know, just sit back and just let it all hang out. Because with me, you don't have to be like that. And so I don't talk out my nose. I don't claim to be like one of these one-star, two-star generals that come on Fox, and they sitting up there and they reading off script. I heard the four-star on there, God bless them, and I salute them. And so, but guess what? I'm not in the military anymore. And so, look, let me explain something to you. I'm a civilian. The snappy salutes and all of this, hey, look, I don't read off a script. You like you guys, I just tell it like it is, and I've been doing that for the last 50 years, and it will continue to be like that. So for all of those who out there they agree with, you know, I listen up and I get a chance to watch Fox, and I watch these people, and I'm just sitting there looking at them. I'm like, he's sitting up here talking, and you can tell he really want to tell the truth, the four-star general they had on. I can't remember his name. He looked like he really wanted to tell the truth, but he got to read script because they're paying him to be on there. I understand, General. I understand. But see, with me, that's why you'll never hear anybody like me on regular television because I refuse to play the game.
And I don't pay nobody. So it ain't
right, exactly. Well, check this out. Even if you pay me and stuff, hey, look, I had to take it to the street. And I just take your money, and then I'm going to go ahead and say what I got to say. So the only thing you can do is either put me off or...
Well, that's why they're afraid of guys like us. I mean, seriously, because I did grow up in the street. You know that. You know, and you see what happens. You see what takes place. And when you call things out, they're like, how do you know that? I said, well, because I didn't grow up in the suburbs with a white picket fence around the house. You know? Didn't work that way for me.
Well, Joe, let me say this. You know, I always get these black folks, and they say, oh, you on that white man show, and so what he doing for you? I was like, wait a minute, first of all, you act like me and him too, like me going, like we dating. I said, I'm come on this show, and I say what I got to say, just like I'll tell you to your face. And so I said, I don't understand what the problem is. I really don't, and I'm so sick and tired of these black folks. You know, I hear all this stuff from the people, especially these Baltimore people, all the time. Oh, Trump this, Trump that. Oh, and then they had some old raggedy mouth, nappy head, black woman on there. Yeah, I can say it. And stuff. She, you know, you sort of come with 32 teeth. She looked like she'd been into a brick sandwich. No, she's talking about that Trump. We want to know he's not welcome here. I thought I'd say, yeah. And guess what? It's obvious that you're not welcome at the dentist because you've got too many teeth missing, which means you have problems with the word September, slap. And, you know, things that you have to use your teeth. You know, duh.
You know, I do not understand. I was just talking about this with a fellow last night, a Jewish fellow about the Jewish community. But, you know, you look at Baltimore, for instance. You know, who went there and recently cleaned up? There were 200 or 300 people, and there were MAGA hats on. I didn't see anybody with old Hillary hats on or Blamo hats on or anything like that.
It's just like anything else is called reverse psychology. It's called propaganda. They're not going to, just like today, they had black folks in the background, they had Latinos, they had whites, and they had God bless America and this and that. Why didn't you say, hey, there's a black man, there's a black lady, let me go, there's a Latino man, there's a Latino woman, let's go over there and interview them. No, they interview all white people because they want to push the narrative that the only people that vote for President Trump is white folks, and we all know that to be false because he got 65% of the black vote, which he probably will get 70 this time.
Oh.
Because I told you, you can't sleep on this man. This man is awesome about how he is building this. He's building it like a business, and that's why people that are Democrats. And that's why the Republicans, some of them can't stand him because he didn't have to travel that road that you had to do, and you had to sell out and do this and do that. Hey, look, President Trump understands this. To get things done in business, you have to give a little to get a little, give a little, get a little. It's all about leverage, and that's how you're supposed to run things. That's the difference between a leader and a success. A leader doesn't do anything. That's nothing. A success is a different story. He's on another plateau. That's what I say. It's a difference between three-dimensional thinkers and one-dimensional thinkers. That's why a lot of conservatives and a lot of Republicans and Democrats I don't talk to, because I'm an independent conservative. I don't sit up. I don't play party. I don't play that. I got to go with things. But I love President Trump's policy and what he's doing for this country, and especially the moves that he's making to get the best. Enough that I saw on Fox this morning, not putting a plug on your show, but I just saw where how bad the veterans have been just like they're putting them out of the VA hospitals and stuff. And I'm like, man, that's why I said I can't wait for 2025 to come to get these hospitals built, and that we're going to have the proper personnel there, especially. Psychiatry, because that's where a lot of these guys are coming back. And you know, the thing of it is that when you make that transition from that to back to regular life, It's a big jump, man, from you having people shoot at you every day and everything like that. And it's just like a lot of people don't understand. We're not talking about what happened out there in these streets. These streets is a bunch of cowards. One thing I can't give the Republican Guard and ISIS, they will stand and fight.
Yeah.
These aren't nothing but a bunch of cowards. That's all they are.
No,
they're a bunch of mama's boys. That's all it is.
You know, these guys in the streets of Chicago, these guys in the streets of Baltimore, always the same thing. They are cowards. And Antifa, they're cowards too, okay?
Yep.
I mean, go up against real men. Let's see what happens to you. Go up, you know, I don't know if they were two, they looked like two wrestlers or they were definitely guys that boxed or wrestled. I watched two guys take down about 20 of those little Antifa punks in, it's got to be less than 3 minutes. I was rolling laughing.
I told people, it's not about the size of the person, it's the heart and their skill. I said, that's why Antifa is very strategic and they pick crowds that they know that they can pick out. See, they will never do that with certain crowds that I've been around or been associated with. Because guess what? You're doing nothing but playing yourself into a, you know. I'm going to get you a couple of days at the Hotel Hilton Hospital, so. You know,
get involved. How about Veterans Day? A Marine Veterans Day parade. Go ahead, Antifa. Take them on.
Right, exactly. See, Joe, on Thursday nights you can let that Boston, that Italian nigga come out and you know, you can let it come out and be like, I'm gonna get you guys or whatever, whoever it is and stuff.
Come down to my neighborhood. Come on down here with your mask on and all that
stuff.
There you go.
Bring your pasta with you, because guess what, baby? If you can't fight, you can damn sure cook.
Bring your mama with you so she can take you home. Okay? Drag your sorry butt home. Oh my God.
Oh man, I'm trying to tell you, it's so good to be a white guy, I swear. I just don't know.
This is, you know what, and it's really funny because as I do the stories every night, you know, to some you just said, we kind of laughed about it, but it's so true. These people, you know, they're beating up on the white, quote-unquote, alpha male because of his whiteness, because of his white supremacy. If they can't rip him down, they're going to have problems. Look at all this stuff. Monopoly just changed one of the, was it Hasbro? They just changed one of their games to be more female-centric. Why? What's the big whoop? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. You'll have fun with it. Joe Mancini, your host. Corey's going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. I tell you, you know what? I know he's going to think I'm whacked. I am whacked, but that's beside the point, right? So when I hear that, right? Oh, no, what is that? That is that came from, God, what is that movie? Whatever.
I can tell you one thing that I take from it all the time, especially when I'm talking about Michelle Obama. And so she's a man, baby.
Stop it. God. Oh, I can't stand it anymore. You're making me crazy. Well, listen. Let me help you get.
A woman with feet that big and hands that big, they either ostrich or Sasquatch.
Let me help you get in touch with your more feminine side, because I'm sure you have the one the size of a mustard seed somewhere in there. But There's a new game I'm sure it'll excite you to know, and it's called Monopoly. Okay, it's Hasbro's new girl power version of, you know, the regular Monopoly game. And they're doing it because they said, you know, there's just so many things, so many negative things that have been done to women that it's time that, you know, some of these things give women the upper hand. So some of the things they look at is because, you know, women don't get paid as much as men. So they're going to help in the Monopoly world make it right again. First of all, women start off with $500 where men only start off with $200 when the game starts. Boys will only get $200 for pass and go. Women will get $240 for pass and go. I'll tell you how I look at this, and they've changed a whole bunch of other things. Like when you buy stuff, instead of getting real estate, players can decide to buy Wi-Fi, right, or chocolate chip cookies, or they go through all this. First of all, you're demeaning women to begin with, okay? So women are so useless, so dumb, so ignorant, that right. You've got to start them off with $300 more than men, right, to give them a leg up. Is that what it is? Is that what you're saying? And every time they pass go, what? They're going to break a nail, so they need more money to pay for their nails? You're going to give them an extra $40? Think about what you're saying.
Well, I sure hope they take some of them idiots that were protesting today to take some of them. Man, I wish you could have saw some of them. Man, I'm trying to tell you. All of them were, you got these white folks, white guilt. Then you got these socialist ones and stuff in their mid-50s and stuff. You know, you already know the deal with that. Most of them don't have a husband. They don't have a boyfriend. So you already know what's going on with that. They're already galloping around the racetrack without a jockey, if you get my drift. But anyway, getting back to what you were saying.
Corey@idontgiveadamn.com. That's Corey at.
There you go.
I don't give a darn.
.com. There you go, man. Let me tell you something. Let me say this. I had an argument with a gentleman, and he was telling me that I was pushing my sons and daughters to go to college and to do things too young,
no.
and they're not enjoying their life. I said, let me ask you a question. Okay, first of all, we have a system that we handle in this family that we do, and it has been working for the last 26, 27 years, okay? So if it's going to continue to go that way, even with my grandchildren, even with my 6, there may be 8 grandchildren.
Ooh.
And stuff. And another couple of weeks, my other son, his wife's going to have twin boys. So the ball keeps on rolling. But let me say this. You know, first of all, in this family, you know, it's okay to come in second. It's okay to lose, but it's what you gain by losing. If you gain something, if you learn something by the losing aspect, and you have to, before you learn how to win, you have to learn how to lose. But like I told him, I said, well, unfortunately with you liberals, we don't give our certificates for third or fourth place here to make everything even. That's not how things work out. You understand what I'm saying? They're like, well, what are you talking about? I was like, okay, plays in Cala a la Comunda Hispana. Did you not understand what I just said? I say, you know, it's amazing. Where did you get your degree from? And you know, that's why I say we're at a point in this country where education, and I still push this, and we still push this as a family, is yep. that the fact that if you don't, how can you be in Baltimore City? And they had a segment that they have on the Fox affiliate where they have found out that Baltimore City was changing grades. They gave a young man a certificate. Now they got a certificate. They don't have a diploma. They have a certificate. And I'm like, the young man said, that the reporter said, well, do you think it's right for you to get that if you didn't earn it? Well, I think so. I guess so. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at him, looking at the report. And I'm like, why didn't you just blow your hand up and give him a big hand slap? Come on. Are you serious? You can't. If I told him Bobby Joe had 6 gallons of milk and he poured 1 gallon of milk out for his sister, she drank a half of it, how much is left? He probably be like, duh, I guess it's 65. $65 gallons and a chicken box and an 8-ounce soda.
Look, the inner city, you and I have talked about this before. I've done stories on it, so I'm not afraid to speak to it. But the inner city keeps doing this to you guys, right? They keep doing it to the black and Hispanic community. The kids do not get the education they're supposed to. They don't get a minimum education. Many of those schools graduate those
kids. Life.
Yeah,
Joe,
they can't read.
Everything in life is about acceptance. If you accept things, then you should get what you expect. If you accept that, and a lot of these children don't apply that stuff. So I told you, Baltimore City Public School, just like, that's why I was told, you know, I was in your chat room the other night, and I think some of my family members were in there also, and it was like homeschooling. I'm trying to tell you, forget public school, forget charter schools, even forget what we was trying to do at one time, and you know, basically, I was told that it wasn't going to work, so, you know, I'm like President Trump when something's like that, and they tell you it's called insider trading, you go ahead and you get things done, we are still advocates for education like that, but to have schools, and you're going to have the IRS and these people down your back all the time, it's just not worth it.
No.
Homeschool. I got plenty of teachers that will homeschool, that's affordable, that will homeschool your children, because this stuff of letting them go to school and pay $35,000 or $18,000, $20,000 for you to go to Catholic school or whatever like that, and then the next thing you know, you get a call that somebody has been messing with your child because, you know, we don't know what he is. We don't know if he's a man or a woman, but he got a dress on. So we supposed to just not say nothing about stuff like that. That's why I say this is the last year that my children, my middle children, will be going to regular school. They'll be homeschooled because I'm not going to pay that kind of money. But I see the Catholic Church is turning. They're turning.
Yeah. Well, that's a leader right now. But listen, in New York right now, the Hasidic Jews are under attack from the city of New York and others because their schools are too religious. Now, they've been doing this for 150 plus years in the city. Those kids get a great education in the basics, but there's also a lot of religion based in the school. Of course it is. It's a Jewish based school. Right? And it's considered like a homeschooling. It's considered, you know, a private school. So the city and the state's going to step in here shortly, try to force them to teach regular secular principles. And they're saying, no, we're doing the basics. We're doing reading, writing, arithmetic, you know, science. The kids are passing those classes. They're doing well with them. You have no right to step in and tell us what kind of moral values our kids should be taught. And it's true. It's a true statement. I'm on a school board. We have no business teaching moral values to kids.
Well, that's just like church. That's just like a falling away of the church, which it says in Revelation, that there will be a falling away of the church will become a joke. That's because people get up there and they preaching about, you know, I told you one thing that turned me off about church, about really attending it and not having it. You can have the churches in you, not in the facility. But the thing with this, when they sit up, you guys, y'all better get out and vote next week. Y'all don't want that white man in there. And I'm sitting there looking like, I'll be, you know what? I say, you sit here talking about religion, talking about politics and religion, well, you should be here talking about religion. See, that's the part that's wrong in the Catholic, is turning too political instead of keeping it Christian. Not all of them, but it's catching up, though.
No,
www.conservativeagenda.com, just in case any of you know, we run out of time.
We'll put that up, too, but you're right about that. Sure. Look at I went to a church, when I say predominantly black, I don't mean it was 51% black. I mean, when you walked in that door, you knew where I was sitting, okay? How's that? Mm-hmm. So, and the pastor was a black guy, and he would always say the same thing. Look, how are you living? How is your life? Is the government out of your face? I didn't ask you what color the president was. Right? And that's the way he used to put it. You need to look at these people, do they line up with biblical principle, and then that's how you vote. And that was it. And again, I appreciated that so much because he was telling them, you have to step up, you have to get involved, you have to do your own homework. Right?
Right.
And again, that's what they should be doing. That's what they should be teaching. Anyway, always good to have you with me. It's nice to be able to wind you up, you know, before it's time to relax with you.
Well, I always get wound up when I look at these people. And hopefully, if I attend Saturday, I'll even be more wound up.
You got to
continue to watch your Fox affiliate.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. Listen, Ohio mom, 20, she's acquitted of killing her newborn, but she's convicted of corpse abuse. Man, what are we doing to these young people? We'll be back in a little bit to talk about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.